only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.
Our next guest, unbelievably, after his triumphant performance on The Voice Australia this week, jumped straight to the top of the iTunes charts. Going back to number one, one of Fev's favourite songs and one of our favourite songs, Dancing on My Own. Straight back to number one where it belongs.
I'm right over here. Why can't you see me?
And how good is this? For the first time in months, he is back on our show. Callum Scott is here, guys.
You have no idea how excited I am to speak to you guys again.
Callum Scott.
Oh, Cal, we just love you. You actually are part of our show. I mean, firstly, we did a video with you that went viral and got more hits than anything we've ever done.
Yeah, yeah. funny.
And we just remind anyone who missed that, earlier this year, got Callum, who sings Fev's favourite song of all time, Dancing on My Own.
I played it the other day, too.
We did. You did play it in honour of Callum. We got you dressed up in hi-vis, pretending to be a tradie, performing tradie-oke, and Fev fell for it. In fact, can we relive it?
Yeah, I think the problem was, I think Fev loved the song, but clearly hadn't seen the music video or Callum, because here we go.
You don't see me standing.
Jerry's turn. Pick that microphone up and drop it. That was...
Could that be better than Callum Scott?
Well, if Callum Scott's going to hear it, no, but yes, it was. That was unbelievable.
For argument's sake, what if that was Callum Scott standing in front of you singing?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
It is not.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's Callum Scott.
Right, stitch up.
Callum Scott's in Australia.
Oh, that is so embarrassing, Cal.
I love that. And so many of my friends just said how funny it was. Like, I got messages after messages. It was awesome, man. Awesome.
It was good. And, geez, you're good for a tradie, I tell you.
Now, Callum's debut Australian tour is on sale today. For more info, you can go to frontiertouring.com/Callum Scott for all the tickets for
and
that
what
one.
What about, Cal? How good is it? You appear on The Voice the other night and then you're back at number one on the iTunes.
Oh my God, I know. And I was saying to the guys here, I was like, you know, to be back over in Australia after such a short amount of time since I was here last, and then to be so well received, my music goes back to number one, my album's at number one. It's just the most amazing feeling ever.
And don't worry, you took out number two as well.
Yeah,
I'm number one and number two.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Unbelievable.
So, of course,
Fief, this will be interesting. Callum Scott is going to hang around. Given that he is dressed up as a tradie and performed as a tradie, I like the nice touch that's coming
up.
Well,
you all, Callum, you are the ultimate tradie that we'll ever have on Tradie-oke.
So he was the best.
You were.
Ultimate tradie.
So we thought, if you wouldn't mind, it might be a bit of fun if you do tradie-oke with us. So we're going to get tradies from around Melbourne to call in and you can help us judge them.
That's perfect.
Remember, Cal, when you came in as a tradie and you had your little mate who played the piano and I'm like, oh, he's even brought a prop. How good is this?
We were the cleanest tradies you've ever seen.
Unbelievable. God. The boots were perfect. All right, so stick around. 13 10 60. If you're a talented tradie in Melbourne, get ready to perform for Callum Scott. Oh, the pressure is on.
Pressure's on.
That is coming up.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradie-oke.
Oh, actually, Callum, what do you think of our jingle?
Oh my God, that jingle is incredible.
Hey. Thumbs up from Cal. Now, Dylan, the steel rigger from Greenvale. Dylan, what are you going to perform for Callum Scott?
Oh, I'm thinking about a Britney Spears. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Wow.
Trey's favourite from way back, this one.
Dylan. good luck, Dylan. The bar is high because Callum Scott will be judging you, so off you go.
All right.
My loneliness is killing me. Anger, I'm a skimper. I still believe. Oh, when I'm with Callum, I lose my mind. Hey. Hit me, son. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Wow. Woo. Oh, jeez. Callum Scott, your thoughts on Dylan, the steel rigger from Greenvale?
I mean, the attitude definitely stepped up in the second half of there. And I'm loving the originality, bringing my name into it. I think you get a 10 out of 10 from me there, mate.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, bloke.
he sings Britney Spears and then he goes, cheers, bloke.
I know.
Cheers,
bloke. Right. Now, Mickey, a labourer from Frankston. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, guys.
We've got Callum Scott here, and you're going to be very brave. What are you going to perform for Callum?
Oh, God. I'm going to attempt dancing on my own.
Oh, so this is nice, man.
The cardinal sin of these sorts of shows. You never perform the song for the judge when it's their original song.
And I'm right over here.
Oh, jeez.
Why can't you see me?
Oh. This is high risk, Fief. This is what's Mickey thinking?
I don't know.
I do it justice.
Okay, good luck, Mickey.
It's my
off
favorite
you go.
Song, don't butcher it.
I was going to say, are you doing the Callum Scott version or are you doing the Fev version?
I'm tipping it might be the Fev version.
Good luck, buddy.
I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, I'm giving it my all, but I'm the guy you're taking home. Oh, I keep dancing on my own.
Oh,
hey.
Hey, Cal, just give a little bit of a verse to Mickey how it's supposed to sound.
Well, are you sure you don't want to join me on this, Fev?
I'll join you, mate, don't worry.
Okay. Sit, I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, and I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh.
Fev, stop singing. Can we just
take it away, Fev? Take it away.
Oh, dear.
Go.
Oh, dear.
You told me to stop.
Oh, man. What I am really interested to hear is what feedback Cal is going to give Mickey from Frankston.
You know what, Mickey? I think I could tell you put your heart and soul into that. I'm a sucker, but you get a 10 out of 10 for me.
Wow. There we go.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, of course, there can only be one winner, Callum Scott. You had Dylan with Britney Spears and Mickey right there. One of them win a pair of Blundstone boots here, which is just very exciting times for the tradies. Who are you going to give it to?
It might be a bit of an ego boost for me and Fev, but I think I've got to go with Dancing on My Own.
Mickey, you've done it.
Yes, I've done it.
Oh, God. Mickey.
Okay, so Callum Scott, make sure you see him. Okay, Fev.
I'm the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own.
A beautiful moment here. You don't want to miss this guy in concert. We'll be there. Tickets to Callum Scott's debut Australian tour on sale today. You've got to get your tickets. frontiertouring.com/Callum Scott. We can't wait for the next time you're on the show already and you haven't even finished this visit.
Oh, mate, I'm counting down the days already. I can't wait to come back to Melbourne and see you guys again.
Yes, 27th of October, mate. We'll catch up with some frothies and we'll sing. Don't you worry about that.
Well, you're going to join me on stage again, right, Fev?
Yeah, I'll get... Jeez, don't put the pressure on. I'm going to have to start.
Callum, we want to sell tickets, mate. What are you doing?
101.9 The Fox.
Well, Melbourne, we're one day into no plastic bags at Woolies. Coles, July 1, no plastic bags. Obviously, you can buy the 15-cent bag that's a bit thicker. It's more durable.
Right.
Or just bring your own, which was the whole idea. And what a wonderful environmental campaign. Fev, I just thought we'd touch base, though, day one in. And I'm very nervous. I'm very nervous about saying
what are you going to say?
Okay. Because, and we all love the environment and anything we can do for the future of our children. How's this? I've got a five-year-old at the moment. She comes home from kinder and she brought home a drawing the other day and it was of the earth with a really sad face. And I said, oh, honey, what's this of? And she goes, the earth is sad because we've got too much rubbish. And then she had a photo of a bird. And I said, what's going on there? It's been strangled by a plastic bag.
Oh, that's
and I
went, dark image.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so teaching them young.
Yeah, very, very young.
At least she's got awareness.
Awareness. But and why I'm nervous about this is because as much as we're all happy to move forward and definitely embrace what a wonderful approach for our environment, it's slightly inconvenient in some areas.
Slightly.
Now let's all just put aside the fact that we all want to better the environment.
Sure.
No, but this is not a forum for people to start going, how dare you celebrate the plastic bag? But, and if I could have my music please now, Byron. No, wrong music.
That's the memories.
No, the way we were.
Oh, the way we were. Sorry, oh, I had the one, the theme from Cats.
Simple.
There we go. Memories.
One day into losing plastic bags at supermarkets, let's just celebrate the things that we did use these toxic, nasty things for. Remember when you used to line your bins with the plastic
bag?
Yes,
I do that. I've got a plastic bag holder in my cupboard. Right. So whenever we go shopping, you put the plastic bags, you unwrap everything, and then you put them in the plastic bag holder, and then you put them next to the sink, hang them on the little top. Use them as a bin.
What a memory.
Recycle them.
So you're actually recycling the plastic
bag.
Well,
I don't know if that's the spin.
Now I can't do that.
I don't know.
I remember when Trixie was a baby and all the nappies. I loved having those plastic
bags.
Well,
I'm going to have to do that. I don't know where I'm going to put
the
nappies.
You're actually now going to have to buy plastic bags to do exactly the same thing you were doing.
Mate, I went to Audi. Here we go. Aldi. There we go. Aldi.
Did you buy an Aldi?
Did you get a car at Aldi?
You can nearly buy. You can buy everything from Aldi. I went in and...
Is this still a memory? Because I've got the memories music.
Yeah, 13 10 60. Please join in.
It's just a memory.
Plastic bags memories.
Picking up your dog poo in the park with the plastic bags. Off you go, Fev.
And they were onto this no plastic bag a long time ago, because this was about a year ago. And I went in and I got all my shopping. So I've stacked the trolley. I've got up to the checkout and I've unstacked all my stuff. And I'm standing there. And the lady said to me, have you got any bags? And I said, no, that's not my job. And she said, we don't have bags. Okay. I went, what? So I had to pack all, and they don't even pack it for
you. That's how Aldi
operate.
You
have to pack it yourself.
That's called Aldi.
Put it back in the trolley, and I had no plastic bags, and had to unpack it into my car, get into my car, unpack all the stuff. I did it like 6 times. How inconvenient.
You just carried all your things out of your
arm. It was horrific.
You could have done like 10 trips, just kept going back and forth.
I never went back.
Remember the days when you'd get to the supermarket and you could actually carry your things home in your bag?
They were great memories back in those days.
Now listen.
Online shopping now.
Just for any very pro-green people out there, it's all a bit tongue-in-cheek. Don't get us wrong. We're all moving forward and we're all taking our bags. But let's just celebrate the memories of the days when you had plastic bags at your disposal.
What about your memories? You say, oh, yeah, we want to do blah, 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 plastic bags. I just drive and I'm picking up the kids. I might go shopping. Oh, I left my bags at home. I can't go.
Can't do it.
It's bring them back.
No, that's not the push. 13 10 60 is the number.
Bring that dog poo.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Melbourne, we're one day into this brave new world where we don't have plastic bags at all supermarkets. So Woolworths have led that charge. Coles are following on July 1st. Could I please be accompanied by my music, Byron? Now, as much as we're pro-environment and really think it's a great initiative for the future of our planet, it's also slightly annoying. There are uses for plastic bags that we thought we'd just remember. Well, it's now that they're gone, this is when you suddenly go, where am I putting the nappies?
Right.
What do I put in the bathroom bin or the bin liners? This is one of the best I read quickly, just Fev. Somebody's said that we don't need to have bin liners. You just put the rubbish straight in the bin and wash it regularly.
Oh,
No. I need plastic in my bin. And the other one was, or use newspaper. Oh, I mean, it's not the Great Depression. I'm not putting newspaper into liner bin.
I've just written down a few things, and you've touched on it. Nappies. Need that, right?
Okay.
Poo. Dog poo.
All right, don't blow all the examples. I mean, there are a lot of callers ready to share
theirs. I'm just giving mine. Okay. Footy boots for kids and for me. I put my footy boots in there. Kids excursions, bins, lunch, wet clothes. Come on. Bring back the bag.
Do you know what, my
theory... We are not pushing to bring back the bag.
My theory right now is, though, if you owned a plastics company making plastic bags, your profits will go through the roof. Because we've got to figure out what to do with all these things that we needed to put into plastic.
Right, you get more glass bags.
Now, I've got Savannah from Hillside. Hi, Savannah.
Hi.
Savannah, what are you missing one day into no plastic bags? What did you used to use them for?
I used to put my football boots in plastic bags.
Yes.
Footy boots, of course. The wet, muddy footy. What are kids going to do, actually?
Maybe put them in one of those Hessian ones. Mm. But they don't close, do they? They're just open-topped.
You have to wash the hessian bag too.
Very good point.
And because they stink a bit after you get wet and got the mud all over it, it smells.
You're right.
It's going to waft into everything.
Okay.
Right. I mean, Savannah,
didn't think of that, did they?
The good old days of footy boots in a used, recycled plastic bag. Jess from Fraser Rise. Hey, Jess.
Good morning.
Hey, Jess. What do you miss about the good old days of plastic bags?
Look, I'm a little bit devastated. We actually used to tie string around the handles of the plastic bags and fly them as kites.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. What a wonderful memory. I wonder if you could do... Does hessian fly? Could you do that?
No. I don't think so.
I think it does.
See, kids, using their imagination, going out there and making kites out of plastic bags.
I told you the other day, I used to, when I was a kid, fill a plastic bag with water, warm water, and then tie it up and then carry it around like a baby.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
To Ray. Oh, Melissa in Berwick. Hi, Melissa.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Melissa. Guys. How you going?
Good, Melissa. What do you miss about the good old days of just disposable plastic bags?
Well, I'm actually devastated like the last caller, but I use the plastic bags every Easter for the kids' Easter egg hunt because I'm too tight to go and buy a $5 basket.
Okay.
Yep.
There we go.
See?
That's pretty funny.
We'll take, breaking Easter now.
Therese in Sandhurst.
Therese, we're just reliving the memories of disposable plastic bags.
Good morning, Fifi.
Hey,
Myron. How are you going?
Good.
We're good, Therese. What are you missing?
It's pretty emotional in here.
So, lunchboxes are not cool for 14-year-olds or 11-year-olds. Yep. These days.
Well, but a plastic bag that kills the environment is awesome.
No, you just got to dispose of it properly.
Okay.
Environment, but what do I do with the lunches? Like, seriously, what are we going
to do? Get a new lunchbox that is cool. I don't know, but fair enough. It's an emotional memory.
No, what's happened is we've gone that step which we all wanted to go for. We just now have it. So we've got little voids in our life that we need to fix. Sure. Shelby and Epping. Hi, Shelby.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, Shelby, although just a bit emotional. We're one day into losing those disposable plastic bags and we're just remembering the good old days when we used them. What do you remember using them for?
Oh, you know, when I'd had a big night out, I'd always rely on my handy plastic bag in my car because when I was hungover and violently ill, I would just put it around my ears and not have to worry about pulling over. I could just be picking my trusty plastic bag.
They're so useful, Byron. I've got a heap at home, eBay.
You're going to sell them?
Gumtree.
Fev's also working on a separate campaign that we are not aligned with to bring back the bag.
Why are you so against it?
Well, it probably doesn't go with the grain of where the world is headed.
Are you a sheep, are you?
Okay, we're going to take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I was a little late getting into the studios today, guys, because, long story, I'll try and make it short. So, we've got a car park. Did you just choke?
He's having
what
problems.
Happened? Yeah.
You just made me laugh.
Oh, sorry. So
sorry. Guilty.
We have a car park underneath the building here where we work. For some weird reason, somebody's been parking in my car park and it's, I don't know, it's not being dealt with. I'm avoiding confronting them. So anyway.
Sure.
Who is it?
I don't know. I actually don't know who it is, but I could leave a note on their car and go, this is actually my car park.
What car make is it?
I'm not going to go into it.
Okay. Well, it license plate?
Anyway.
Well, there's got to be short straws because...
Here we go.
There's not too many other people in the building at the moment.
We're going off on a tangent. Sorry. So what I've been doing is parking out the front of the building. Now, we're here in South Melbourne, parking out the front sometimes as a woman getting out of the car early in the morning. It can be a little bit scary. I grab my keys and I, you know, get my ninja position ready. I mean, South Melbourne's a lovely area, don't get me wrong, but would you hang out here in the wee hours of the morning? Probably not.
Where we are is not really a good area.
No, it's not ideal. So anyway, but there was a guy lurking out the front door. So I was in my car and I'm going, there's a guy just lurking there. And then he was hovering around the boot of his car and he opened it and closed it. And he looked a bit like, had a tiny tinge of mafia about him.
Right.
And I was stuck in my car. And I sent Leon, our producer, a text. I went, I am here. I'm just in my car because I can't get out. There's a creepy guy out the front.
You had to cross his path to get to the door.
With a tiny tinge of mafia.
And then I went, right, I have to get out of the car. So I've sort of raced there and I did that. I'm not looking at him, got my car. But he's clearly trying to get into our building.
Right.
Which makes me think, I don't know. Maybe
he might be a guest.
Well, hang on, there are guests.
He's not a guest on our show.
Well, there's other shows out of this building. There's the Triple M show, which
was it Will Anderson?
Yeah. No.
They're in the same building as us. It might have been Will. Poor old Will was just trying to get into the work.
If Will has lost a few inches
and he's taken his pass
overnight,
off him. No more podcasts for you, Will. No more podcasts for you.
Wow.
You get banned.
Who could it have been? I mean, this person has frightened Fief to the point she wasn't even willing to come to work.
I don't know,
Liam. We've checked with Triple M. Todd, it might have been, was it Todd Sampson?
Oh, who's my God. Todd, who's Todd the guy Sampson? From Gruen, the advertising guru.
Body
from...
hack.
Oh, look.
He's supposed to be on 6:15.
He's usually in cool T-shirts if he's taken to wearing cheap suits, maybe.
Hey, Boxy. Do you remember when we were going to talk about this and Leon come in and I go, who was he? He goes, you'll all know who it is. No idea.
Anyway, it hasn't helped.
I don't think Fev's
watching the... You should know who Todd Sampson is.
Who's Todd Sampson?
I don't think Fev's watching the Gruen transfer regularly.
I don't even know what the Gruen is.
He's more a Family Feud
old
guy.
Oh, Toddy Simpson.
It's the Fox.
Toddy Simpson.
101.9 The Fox.
We just were talking a few minutes ago about the fact that I didn't get out of my car this morning because there was a creepy man standing out the front of the Triple M building. Now, 131060, call now. Be brave. Just call our radio show because I'm about to ask you a question, but I don't want you to get the heads up on what I'm going to ask you.
So just randomly call.
131060, randomly call our show to get asked a question and to be part of it. This is like a radio experiment. It's a bit of fun.
All right, good.
So I'll continue with the story. So I didn't know who this creepy... Sorry, I've got to stop saying creepy. There was a guy out the front that was intimidating me and I didn't want to get out of my car. And Leon just suggested maybe...
Tinge of Mafia.
It was a guest from another radio show. There's a few other radio shows.
We've got
there's actually
five calls.
There's actually about 10 radio shows that come out of this building at the
which
moment.
Which is amazing.
But anyway... And then Leon suggested maybe it was a guest that was appearing on Triple M's breakfast show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the Triple M guys are just downstairs. So when Leon went through the guest, he said, is it their first guest who's at 6:15 this morning, Todd Sampson? And Fev said, who's Todd Sampson?
Right.
Now, what's happened during that song, The Middle, is Leon and Fev have had a little argument here in the studio. Leon thinks everyone would know who Todd Sampson is. Fev has said he doesn't believe anybody would know who Todd Sampson is. Now, Fev, this is just a random experiment. Yep. Off you go. Josh. From Frankston.
How you going?
Good. Do you know who Todd Sampson is?
Who?
Yep, okay, exactly.
So unfortunately, one to Tom Sampson.
Jesse, do you know who Todd Sampson is?
Not a bloody clue.
Yes, oh, Mel geez. From Werribee.
Yeah.
Do you know who Todd Sampson is?
No.
She's struggling. Oh,
Nick
geez.
From Altona.
I have no idea.
Yes, okay. Lee from Mitcham.
No idea. Hey, hey, concrete, baby.
There we go. oh, wow.
Just quickly, Leon, anything you'd like to say to Fev? Because I've never seen Fev win on a... That's a lay-down mazare.
I suppose you don't want me to go get Todd Sampson from Triple M and bring him up?
Oh, that would be so awkward. Imagine that.
Who's Todd Sampson?
For anyone who's wondering, though, Todd is from the Gruen Transfer and he does his own documentary series on Channel 10.
No one's watching documentaries.
It does rate very well, the Gruen Transfer.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
For people over 60.
Okay.
101.9 The Fox.
Steph, I just thought, remember we had that bit of fun earlier in the show today? At about 6:05, we were having fun and I mentioned, or
were
Leon,
we?
Leon, our executive producer, mentioned Todd Sampson from the Gruen transfer. Now, can we just replay?
Old Samsonite.
Yeah, you weren't that familiar with poor Todd.
You should know who Todd Sampson is.
Who's Todd Sampson?
It's
I don't think Fev's watching the Gruen transfer regularly.
I don't even know what the Gruen is.
He's my Family Feud guy.
Old Toddy Simpson.
It's the fault.
Toddy Simpson. Toddy Simpson. Then it continued because we did go to the phones just to find out if anyone else knew, just to see if you were right. And apparently, yes, not.
How you going?
Good. Do you know who Todd Sampson is? Yep, okay, exactly.
So it's not Todd Simpson. It's not Tob Sampson. It's Todd Sampson. And then we thought, well, Leon, our executive producer, did draw my attention to the fact that there are some other people that you don't necessarily get their names right. Are you ready for this fun journey?
God.
Oh, come on, mate.
It'll be fun. Scroll down memory lane.
Jump on board.
Here we go. Here comes the bus.
Toot, toot.
Okay.
Here comes a rib-tickler bus. Oh,
okay.
Here we go.
We've been taught, there's a lot of talk in the news recently about Spencer Tunick. He's a famous artist who takes the photos of nude people at world-class sites everywhere around the globe. You were just struggling with his name. That remember, that's Spencer Tunick. I can't wait to see this photo.
Graham Shamick, look out.
Fifi, Fev, Byron.
Who's Graham Shamick?
It's a nude photo.
Spencer Tunick.
Oh, Spencer Tunick.
Graham Shamick. In your face, Graham Shamick.
And then probably the biggest one the other day, we were talking about Harry Potter. And, I mean, everybody's seen at least one Harry Potter film and everybody would be familiar with the English actor Daniel Radcliffe. Well, nearly everybody.
What do they drive around on? The big
they're playing Quidditch. Sweeps.
Oh, come on, that's
brooms.
A great movie.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Mate, even Daniel Sutcliffe didn't like it. Oh, God. Yeah, well played.
You're well immersed in popular culture, Fev.
Remember when he called our boss, CEO Grant Blackley, Gavin Buckley?
Oh, my
Gavin
God, that
Buckley?
Was to his face. I said, g'day, Gavin.
He's just to run Channel 10. He signs off all of our checks.
Oh, good. Right on, Gav.
His name's Grant.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, I'm really excited about a term I just learnt, Fev. Can I run it by
another
you?
Another one?
Yeah, it's called... Yeah, this is sort of... It falls into the dating category. It's called Gatsbying. Now... Yeah, The Great Gatsby. Now, if you haven't seen the movie with Leonardo, I haven't seen it. I've seen
walked out of it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
I've seen the original with Robert Redford. Now, that was worth it.
Yeah, Rob.
And Bruce Dern. Great movie. But anyway, the idea of Gatsby, now, if you're not familiar with The Great Gatsby, he kept holding these big, massive parties. Mm. Can we just have to get that a bit lower? It's
just
quite
trying
loud.
Trying to have some fun. pop it down.
It was just a bit loud.
Sorry, Mum.
So The Great Gatsby. Gatsby Skipper. Would hold big parties because he was trying to woo Daisy,
yes.
the woman he loved.
On
so he
swing.
Kept trying to impress her. So what Gatsby is now, it's quite hard to say, in present-day terms, it's when, through social media, you try to get someone's attention. Like maybe there's a guy or a girl you like and on your socials, like you might be home on a Saturday night doing nothing on the couch, but you might just upload a photo of you like when you're out or like at a restaurant or a nightclub and you're trying to get their attention. It's like...
Isn't that what everyone does on Instagram when they take a photo?
Being on Instagram.
No.
They want everyone to like it.
No, but it's not. No, you're misunderstanding. It's when you're deliberately going for somebody in particular.
Gatsbying.
Gatsbying.
Oh, yeah, get it.
Got it.
Oh, no. Okay, if you two don't know what I'm talking about, I am going to say on 13 10 60, I want to hear some of the great Gatsbys. Now, I'll give you one.
Okay.
Here's an example.
Okay,
ready?
Good.
This was a number of years ago, and it was before
so you've
Trixie.
Been doing this a long time.
No, yeah, this is the thing. I think I did this on Twitter.
Mate, you started this. You're back, the pioneer.
This was before Insta. This was on Twitter, and I'd been seeing this guy. I really liked him, and we were living interstate, and it wasn't really working. Well, it never does, let's be honest. It was about 6 months, and it was back and forth, and it didn't really work anyway. We ended it and I was like, oh, I think maybe I still like him. I'll try and get his attention.
Right.
Now, he was up at the Gold Coast and he was there for, I think it was a friend's wedding. And I uploaded to Twitter this photo that I'd been at Byron Bay that Christmas. And I uploaded a photo of me with my girlfriends having a ball at Byron Bay.
Yeah.
When really I was sitting in my apartment in Paran, just
ice
bored.
Cream.
Yeah, just bored. But anyway, the next minute I got a text message from him.
Oh.
We've just come down to Byron. Where are you?
Ah.
That's one. See, you've got to be careful with your Gatsbying because you can get busted trying to get. Because I just thought he'd go, oh, cool. Yeah, I'm having fun on the Gold Coast. He's having fun in Byron. I didn't expect him to be in Byron. I want to catch up because. Fev, that was my ultimate goal.
Right.
I wanted to see him again.
Did you reply?
I said, no, I left
I'm
it
busy.
A few hours.
Yeah.
And said, flying out early in the morning.
101.9 The Fox.
There's a new social media term. It's called Gatsbying. Now, this is all because the great Gatsby, back in the day, he used to hold big, lavish parties.
Leonardo
DiCaprio or Robert Redford, whichever you prefer. And it was all to get Daisy's attention. So the modern day version of this is when you post a story to your Insta stories or a photo and you're just waiting for one specific person to watch it or to get their attention. And often you even fake it. Just be, you know, it's like we all talk about people live fake lives on social media. They never show the photo when they're lying on the couch, passed out or
well,
depressed.
Some people do.
They don't.
I do.
We said 13 10 60. Ring us with your great Gatsbys. Well, when have you uploaded a photo and it worked, or maybe it backfired? Brooke from Mornington. Hi, Brooke.
Hi,
Brooke. Have you done a bit of Gatsbying in your time?
Oh, guys, I'm pretty good.
Okay, what have you done? Give us your best Gatsby.
Pretty good at it. So when I go out, I take a few extra photos in different positions with different things so that I have enough to last me a few weeks. So I always look interesting. Wednesday night, Thursday night, I'll upload a bit of something. Makes me look like I'm out and having a good time.
And you're not really...
No, so
if I was following
6:30 in bed, good night.
if I was following Brooke, I'd be like, geez, she needs to change her clothes. Like if she's uploading.
No, I do sometimes change some clothes to take a photo too.
Wow.
Got that sorted.
Change the accessories maybe, take the jacket off, put the jacket back on.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable. That beats Fief's story.
It's got you covered, Boxy.
Thank you very much, Brooke.
I was just pretending to be in Byron Bay.
101.9 The Fox.
Really loving, Fev, all the carry-on about the Logies at the moment. For a few reasons. You and I will be out of the country. See ya! Hey. But also, just the furore we all know that happened when they left Melbourne. It wasn't even furore. There really was a care factor. In fact, we got vox pops at the time, Byron, of what real Melburnians thought about losing the Logies.
They weren't as upset as we'd hoped.
But what do Melburnians really think? Well, I hit the streets outside here at Crown a short time ago.
I care more about what's happening in the world than the Logies.
Well, I'm trying to save taxpayer money. They spend enough of my money, so if they can save some, great.
I think a fair point. I don't think anyone cares about the Logies.
No.
I think people who work for television networks care about the Logies.
Do they?
And that, well, no, I mean the network executives. Yeah. Because Hugo Weaving said the other day, and I back Hugo because he's a brilliant actor and he's a great guy, he just said it's really just a competition for network executives
right.
to get more, see how many they can... grab on the
yeah.
night.
Isn't it whoever votes in the That's Life magazine or something?
In TV Week.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole system's ridiculous. But we did say we thought it would be the end of the Logies because what's happened here is going to the Gold Coast is very different to a lot of television personalities are either living in Melbourne or Sydney and they're used to that commute back. But going to the Gold Coast, you're not going to get many television personalities to the Gold Coast.
An
and
interesting
also,
date.
They've bracketed in the school holidays.
Yeah, it's tough.
Interesting.
But some people have already, now Channel 7, and I know the cast of Sunrise have said, no, we're
push
not
back.
Going. And then yesterday, Carl, now we love Carl, bit tongue-in-cheek, he's had a pot shot at his Sunrise rivals.
The Logies aren't perfect, but they're ours. Personally, I can't wait for Husey to bag the hell out of me. One more thing. I hear our opposition isn't coming either this year. What? They're too good to support the local industry, to support their own network colleagues who have been lucky enough to be nominated for their hard work.
Wow.
Just plain too good. Well, we don't want you there anyway.
Yes,
we do. You're all boring.
Oh,
except for Grant Daniels, I quite like you.
Grant Daniels is on Channel 10.
But we all know, and we know Carl well enough, Fev, to know that when it moved, he didn't go into an executive's office and go, I'm not going to the Gold Coast, that's not happening. Unfortunately, buddy, it's on our network. You are going and you're going to love it.
Yeah, there was a lot of pushback yesterday. I was looking on Twitter and Sam Armitage actually went back at Carl.
Oh, yeah. She's fallen for that.
And then I think the executive producer of the Sunrise show had a crack back too.
Yes, Michael Pell did.
Yes, get a joke, guys.
Oh, I think they love the rivalry. The more the rivalry's in the press, the better the ratings.
Maybe we should pick a fight with Ross and John on 3OW just to really...
I just really like them, though.
Okay. I just don't reckon they're going to win.
To live only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape. 101.